Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. A lot of exciting news. This is episode 1226A. It's the medical news of the week and what it means to you and A. The B's, we have a great guest on the B segment talking about cyber safety and what it means to you in your medical record and how to protect your medical record no matter what. Because there are a lot of ransomware attacks on hospitals and medical practices. The Great Age Reboot story of the week, AI analysis of images and videos can ID hypertension and diabetes in an early stage. Our Omega story of the week, following the Mediterranean diet helps older adults reduce the risk of all-cause and cardiovascular mortality substantially in a huge meta-analysis. What Beyond Wellness? Beta blockers, which are usually used after a heart attack or with arrhythmia, can cause depression. And the Wellness Foreplay story of the week, even a little bit of exercise lowers your odds of atrial fibrillation. Yes, one more story. I don't even have a name for it because there's so many good stories this week. Obesity-linked heart disease deaths tripled in the U.S. over the past two decades. Longevity is the next disruptor story. Midlife choices, that is the choices you make now, which are really genetic engineering. You're changing which of your epigenes are on or off by your choices. Well, that changes your risk for dementia and stroke and late-life depression substantially. How substantially? We'll tell you in a few seconds. And, if you will, the U.S. epidemic of sexually transmitted infections shows signs of slowing. That is, we aren't reversing it, but we aren't increasing sexually transmitted diseases to as large a degree as we were. And the Roizen Rule for a Younger You segment of the week, obstructive sleep apnea increases your risk for dementia in midlife adults, especially in women. And unfortunately, one story that is bad, excessive drinking inches higher after the pandemic. It went up 20% from 2018 to 2020. And guess what it's done since? We'll tell you in a few seconds. And our last story, vitamin D supplements lower blood pressure in older people with obesity. Those are the great stories of the week. Now let's go through them after I tell you that we're sponsored as usual by Life's First Naturals, lifesfirstnaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum. They are excellent at what they are shown to do in randomized controlled trials. The Bovine Colostrum, preventing bloating, preventing thinning of your intestinal wall with too much exercise or an upper respiratory infection. In fact, they decrease upper respiratory infections. And as I'm going to have a sip of coffee, the other sponsor is longevityplaybook.com, where it teaches you how to stay young longer. It's a free newsletter. Sign up for that. And you can also get, in addition to the free newsletter, pretty soon a coaching program. Not free, but excellent. And it does teach you that coffee is good for you. And that's my coffee break of the session, so I'm not quite as hoarse as I seem to be. That's from too much talking on the phone, it turns out. Our first story, which is the Great Age Reboot segment of the week, is that the AI images, that is, if you will, the machine learning analysis of photo and video demonstrates a promising way to non-invasively detect hypertension and diabetes way early. And this was a study that was done with a group of people who had diabetes and who had hypertension compared with those who didn't. And in 5-second segments, looking at the skin and looking at the eyes, these have an 86% correct rate for diagnosis of hypertension and diabetes. Pretty gosh darn impressive. So you'll be able to get screened in your doctor's office early. Now, that doesn't help you if you don't get treated for it. And that, remember, 3 weeks ago was the most disappointing story of the week. That is that in the treatment, 48% of Americans over the age of 18 had type 2 diabetes or hypertension, but only 21% got reasonable control of their hypertension. Big, big problem. So that is the great age reboot story of the week. The odd omega story of the week, following the Mediterranean diet in this large study. It was a super large study that was done by meta-analysis. So they looked at all the people who were following the Mediterranean diet or not, 680,000 people. And they found in the 28 different randomized controlled trials that it reduced all-cause mortality and cardiovascular mortality by nearly 40%, just the diet. And you didn't have to do it perfectly. An amazing finding. The next story that has real implications for us is the beta blocker story. It's the Well Beyond Wellness story of the week. Beta blockers may cause depressive symptoms. Beta blockers are used to treat people after a heart attack, sometimes with abnormal heartbeats, very, very regularly. Even small doses of a drug called metoprolol is used, 25 or 50 milligrams a day. And we almost universally since 1980 have been using this. 40 years, right? And what we found is, one, it increases hunger symptoms, so you're more likely to eat more and get fat. But the second problem is there's a 27% increase in depression if you do it. That's the Well Beyond Wellness story. Try, and maybe it doesn't decrease heart attacks. Maybe it isn't good for you because it increases obesity rates and increases depression. How about the next story? This is the Wellness Foreplay story. Even doing 10 minutes of walking a day decrease your risk of atrial fibrillation. Obviously, you get a 60% lower risk if you do that 10,000 steps a day and include some vigorous activity. 60% lower risk, I'll take it. Now, obesity-linked heart deaths, you probably know they've gone up since people are more obese. Where have they gone up? Mostly in the Midwest. You say, what do you mean by Midwest? Well, guess what? It is almost perfectly in the Midwest where this increases. Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. I'd consider all of those Midwest, and they have a twofold increase in the death rate for obesity, just like the entire country does. But those states have a threefold increase, just like the whole country does. But it's even greater in the Midwest. It's 3.5-fold, and in Black adults and in rural residents. So this is if you're really in the rural area or a Black resident or a Black adult or Midwesterner, pay attention. Don't get fat because your heart's at real risk. Longevity is the next disruptor story. This is a wonderful story because this story is people who made midlife choices of exercise, avoiding cigarettes and vaping, avoiding more than two drinks of alcohol at a time, eating healthy, exercising, calling their friends, having a normal blood pressure and blood sugar. When they did that, they decreased their risk of dementia. How much do you say? Well, you're right, over 60%. And that was even if they had the risk factors for dementia, what we call the E3, E4 combination of genes, they still decreased it substantially. And that's why longevity is the next disruptor. You get to be your genetic engineer and choose which of your genes are on or not based on your choices. And that starts even before midlife, but this study looked at midlife and on. The next story is that we want to cover. There are two or three more that are quick hits, if you will. So the story is that the epidemic of sexually transmitted diseases, which increased by more than double from 1990 to 2020, has now increased only 2% since the year 2020. It actually went down last year 2% after going up 4%. Those 2 and 4% are pretty small. So it's about stable since 2020. And if you will, the total is still twice of what it was in 1990, though. How about our next story, which is the discouraging one? Alcohol consumption increased 20% from 2018 to 2020, and it has increased another 4% from 2020 to 2022. So we haven't gone down despite the free January from alcohol. The total consumption is up since 2020. Do we have another story? Yeah, this is a good one again. Vitamin D deficiency is common worldwide. Getting vitamin D in a randomized study of people with obesity and hypertension, yes, it decreased your risk of hypertension. It lowered blood pressure levels specific to obesity, maybe because high doses of vitamin D partition calories into muscle. That is, it sends calories into muscle preferentially. Why does it do it? We don't know fully, but that is one of the things we have found. In any case, this has been You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Hope you enjoy it. It's on iHeart or especially on RadioMD.com. A really great site for a lot of stuff on medicine, RadioMD.com. But we are brought to you by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, as well as the thing that helps when you're taking one of the GLPs like semaglutide or tirzepatide, otherwise known as Ozempic or Wegovy, Mounjaro or Zepbound. Stops if you take it 2 days in advance and the day you give the shot and 2 days afterwards. The blogosphere shows a great decrease in diarrhea, constipation, and other GI symptoms. That's go to lifesfirstnaturals.com. And of course, the free newsletter is available at longevityplaybook.com. Thanks, Brad, for engineering, substituting for AJ. We even get improvements in quality. So thank you, Brad. But thank you, especially our listeners who downloaded us. Remember the B segment of 1226B? It's all about how to protect yourself in the cybersecurity world, especially how to protect your medical records and stolen or leak records for you from being used against you. Our guest in the B segment, Jocelyn King, the queen of online safety. A great interview she gave. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.